Right, well, this is an interesting story because last week or a week before last, we talked about bacteria in the human body and how we're, in effect, passengers in our own body because we're outnumbered both on and in us by bacteria. That's about 50 times more bacterial cells than there are human cells in the average human. And we know that people who are prevented from having the right sorts of bacteria on their bodies are less healthy. So a group of researchers led by Sarkis Mosmanian, got a paper in this week's Nature, he's at Caltech, decided to explore this a bit further and find out how bacteria can make us healthier. They had a particular group of mice in which they were reared without any opportunities to pick up bacteria from the environment. So these were sterile mice, if you like. And they then infected them with a kind of bacterium called Helicobacter hepaticus. And these mice developed ulceration and inflammation in their gastrointestinal tract. The researchers found, though, that if they gave them a dose of another bacterium called Bacteroides fragilis, which is a common good bacterium found in us and in other animals, they could prevent this inflammation occurring. And that suggested to them that in some way these other bacteria were warding off some of these dangerous effects. To find out what was going on, they then found that the good bacteria were in some way suppressing the levels of hormones, including one called IL-17, which triggers the immune system to go into inflammation. And they also found that they were encouraging the production of T cells called regulatory T cells that seem to switch off the immune system. So how are they doing that? Well, they seem to produce a chemical called PSA, which is polysaccharide A. This is a group of sugars that come out of the bacteria. And they know it's those sugars because when they gave the mice just that sugar solution and the bad bacteria, they didn't get any inflammation. And when they removed the gene from the bacteria that make it and put the bacteria in, the mice still got the inflammation. So it proves it's this PSA molecule. And now they need to know whether, intriguingly, you can use this to treat things like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, because these are human conditions where people suspect that it might be because you've got the wrong spectrum of bacteria in you and on you, and that's what's driving some of the inflammation. So the big question now is, if you give people some of this PSA, will it make their inflammation better?
Well, I have to see how long it is before it turns up in some probiotic yogurt drink on the telly. Maybe it's in there already. Who knows? Anyway,